Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 181st up to 183rd verses of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين.
Give full measure and do not be of those who cause loss.
وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم.
And weigh with an even balance.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
And do not deprive people of their due, and do not commit abuse on earth, spreading corruption.
أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم. Fill up the measure and be not of the cheaters, and weigh things with a right balance.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
Do not defraud people in their due goods, and do not act corruptly in the earth, making mischief. This is how their Prophet Shu'aib, starts to criticize them. First, in the previous episode we explained, he introduced himself, although he was not among the people of Madian, but they knew him. They knew he is trustworthy, and he introduced himself, "I am a trustworthy messenger." إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. He tried to invite them. These invitations were the same as the other prophets. They are invitations to piety, emphasizing on their background of trustworthiness among the people, and saying that their godly call has only spiritual motive, and they demand no material wage for it from anyone. They only demand their recompense from the Lord of the worlds. This was for the sake that the pretext seekers and those ones who are always looking for pretexts might not misuse it. So he starts to criticize them. أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين. Fill up the measure and be not of the cheaters. The Arabic word kail, or measure, is used for liquid substances, and the word qistas, وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the word balance is used for weights. And the word أَشْيَاء, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, their goods in this sense, is used for the things which are counted or bought and sold by the pieces. Now, in these holy verses, there are two divine enjoinments and two prohibitions which are complementary of each other. Fill up and be not. Weigh and do not defraud. أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين. زنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم لا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم. It is mentioned in some Islamic narrations that the persons who do not tell the blemish or defect of their goods to the customer, the angels will curse them, and those who deceive others with guile and plotting are worst people.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
However, like other prophets, a part of whose story was mentioned in this surah, Shu'aib, after this general and godly invitation to piety and obedience to the command of Allah, he emphasized on the ethical and social deviations of that very environment. And he criticized them in the second part of his teachings. So at first, he is always criticizing them of these things. Since the most important deviation of those tranquil people was their economic disorders, manifest injustice, iniquity, and exploitation, Shu'aib emphasized on these subjects more. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ Fill up the measure and be not of the cheaters. Fraud is one of the great sins and unlawful things of economy, which brings all corruptions of unlawful food. Fraud is not seen only in transaction, but there may also be some unjust persons who defraud people in teaching. There are some others who defraud people in medical profession, in engineering, and in other affairs of life. They do not give others their due right, as they must do. In these recent verses, in a few short calculated sentences, Shu'aib commands these misguided people to follow five commandments. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ Fill up the measure. لَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ Be not of the cheaters. زِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Weigh things with the right balance. لَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ Do not defraud people in their due goods. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ And do not act corruptly in the earth making mischief. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key. To unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.